This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to the great stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio, and our selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in America. And we want to give a special shout-out to everybody that's listening to us, too, from all across and the mom-pa stations and some of the leading independent stations around the countryside. By the way, we are heard in the Washington, D.C. area, over into Delaware, over into Maryland as well, and over there along the Virginia shoreline and Chesapeake Bay and the Potomac River. So we appreciate you folks listening up there. And, yeah, we're going to get a little political tonight, but we also broadcast on the Internet and the satellite as well, overseas. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, the 18-wheel drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, let's not forget about our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail center haulers out there, too, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and of course we're at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Very happy and pleased to be over there, and a lot of people are listening to us tonight on the internet, on the web. They're over there listening to me on my website, and thank you very much for that. We don't care how you listen as long as you listen. All right. We're going to bring in the man, the myth, the legend, the guy that brings in the people in California that want to be heard when they want to be heard, or something like that. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, especially the people on the porch where it's 80 degrees and, wait a minute, hold it. It's 84 degrees. It warmed up. It's 84 degrees and mostly clear skies. My goodness. Ooh, warm night.
No kidding.
No kidding is right. All right, let's say the pledge to get rolling. You ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, for the people listening in the D.C. area, we're going to explain something again here. Now, should the U.S. Attorney General, in your opinion, Kyle Merrick Garland, be impeached for what we're seeing and hearing about?
Well, I think that as more and more of this this information comes out, if there was some other kind of wrongdoing, if there was something completely untoward, then it's definitely an option. Now, whether or not it comes to fruition or whether or not it's politically expedient at this point, that may be up for debate. But certainly the American voter wants the officials to be held accountable some way.
Well, you kind of beat around the bush and got to the answer, but the simple answer is yes, more people want him impeached. Now, in a nutshell, the IRS whistleblowers have alleged that the Department of Justice obstructed a criminal investigation into Hunter Biden, and in particular, the Attorney General Merrick Garland himself personally. They did it in various ways, ultimately saving him from more serious charges. But it also covered up President Joe Biden's involvement in Hunter's business dealings with the CEFC China Energy as vice president, according to the whistleblowers. And there are now two of them agreeing with the same story. Now, the company was so deeply connected to the Chinese government that it acted as an extension of it.
Yes, that's what we're hearing. Absolutely.
Now, Hunter sent a threatening text message to the CEFC employee, Henry Zhao, for not paying him on time, saying, "I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment has not been fulfilled." He warned that he would make use of the man sitting next to him and every person he knows. Hunter's bank accounts received $5.1 million from Zhao a few days later.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And then it was split up amongst a whole bunch of other little smaller accounts, including 10% for the big guy. Now, the testimony described an FBI interview in which Hunter's business partner said that Hunter arranged multiple meetings between then Vice President Biden and the CEFC. When investigators wanted to ask about Hunter saving part of the deal with CEFC for the big guy, a DOJ attorney repeatedly told them not to. Now, this made the FBI frustrated, according to the testimony.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, this is, you know, this is really big stuff, don't you think?
I got more big stuff to add to it. Now, the prosecutor allegedly said, "I didn't want to talk about the big guy. I didn't want to ask about Dad. Don't ask about the big guy." But things now are on fire with the information coming out. And there are six witnesses that can be produced, according to Trump's attorneys, that will testify that Merrick Garland was up to his eyeballs in the middle of this. Well, we'll have to finish it on the other side of the break. Sorry. But this is wild stuff, folks, and it's coming to a head right now. What's going to happen? I think Merrick Garland's got to go. Will he quit? Maybe. Maybe. All right, we'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Oh yeah. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Mike's got tremendous sales going on over there right now. You can save up to 80% on selected items. All you need is a promo code, and that promo code is the word Captain. Yep, Captain. And if you want to call and talk to a live person on the telephone line at this time in the morning, you can do that too. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Save yourself a bunch of money and see what they have to offer. You might be surprised. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, back with us. Good morning. Morning, morning.
Good morning, Captain. Yes.
All right. What do you think about all this Merrick Garland stuff?
Well, you know, again, first of all, I think we've seen so much of the politicalization of things, going against, for example, Donald Trump. But you have going on with these whistleblowers and with Hunter Biden, and people think that the reverse thing is happening now. Now they're not going after somebody, they're trying to protect somebody. And if it all tracks back to Merrick Garland, then I think the American voter is going to say something has to be done. Now, if they can get an impeachment through, that would be one way of doing it. But the drip, drip, drip of this continues to add, Captain, to the mosaic of the terrible Biden administration and how harmful it is and how biased it truly is.
Well, here's where the rubber meets the road, and when you talk about things heating up, yep, they have. Attorney General Merrick Garland put David Weiss, a Donald Trump appointee, in charge of the Hunter Biden investigation and promised Congress there would be no improper interference. Well, there was. Six different people will testify that Merrick Garland stuck his nose in the middle of everything. And in fact, ordered Mr. Weiss not to charge Hunter Biden with some of the most egregious charges that he could have. Instead, he agreed to this plea deal he got, which is a sweetheart deal, understatement of the year. But in light of these serious allegations, Republicans are now demanding answers. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said that Garland has got until July the 6th to come forward and produce the evidence and the information that they need to have. And if he doesn't do it, they're going to start impeachment proceedings against him. Now, suspicions have been... Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Captain. Yes, I was just simply going to say that Merrick Garland, of course, didn't he expend a lot of energy the other day trying to tell everybody that the decisions made by the prosecutor are only up to them? He's been empowered to do so, this kind of thing. And also it made me think that maybe we should file the statements or these things that were intimated by Merrick Garland under the same file as Joe Biden, who said, "I never talked to my son about his business dealings."
Well, here's where Garland lied big time. Suspicions have now increased after a leaked email showed Weiss telling other DOG staff, again, the six people I'm telling you about, said that he did not have the authority to decide the charges in the investigation. It was all up to the Attorney General Merrick Garland, which is not what Garland said under oath.
Well, right, yeah, the idea that this was put off to the U.S. attorney basically, and that this was, they were going to do this case, because the attorney general knows, the administration knows, that any hint of any kind of influence would ruin the whole thing. So this is why they're trying to protest about it so much, basically.
And the IRS whistleblower that came forward, number two, has revealed the hidden agenda behind U.S. Attorney David Weiss' compliments of Mr. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And again, this all goes back to David Weiss being told, and he told a Judiciary Committee, House Judiciary Committee, that is, that he's been granted ultimate authority over the prosecutorial decisions about Hunter Biden. And if we're finding out that that's not really true, and people, again, they think the fix is in to go after Trump. Then they see that maybe the fix is in about Hunter Biden. And it all sort of leads down to the same thing, and that is the fix is in, and they don't want that.
It is corruption at the highest level of government. The Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, the DOD, and the things that we know that have contradicted other statements that have been made and whatnot. It is just absolute and undefinable, because we don't know how much is involved, corruption.
And the one thing that the American people are looking for right now, Captain, are real answers. And some of these answers may not ever come out about Hunter Biden and the prosecutions and the deal and all that. Let's just say it never does. But the people understand that something is going on with all of that. And I think that they'll want a clean house, just like you were saying earlier. Because, again, we've had time now to see what Joe Biden does as president. We know what the liberal Democrats are doing, the Democrat Party elite. It's all on display. They can't message their way out of it very easily. And I think they're in for a real surprise at the ballot box about this.
Well, I believe that's going to be the case. But when it comes to gun control, you got to remember, so far the Democrats and groups have been silent about Hunter Biden's being charged with a federal firearms felony, and instead getting off with a slap on the wrist for a couple of misdemeanor charges. And, I mean, this is wrong. This is just absolutely wrong. Because if it was me, if it was you, if it was anybody listening in this audience, and they got charged the same way they should have, they would have still been in jail.
Well, but the general message is, right, that guns are bad. Nobody should have guns except Hunter Biden, except the approved Democrat list.
But Hunter had him illegally.
Well, even so, I mean, that's even better. Well, what? I mean, now he's, we're not going to go after him because he's on the right side of things, see? And either for gun laws and gun control and getting guns out of people's hands, or you're not. I mean, so they need to pick a lane on that.
Now, the Supreme Court had a ruling yesterday which kind of set the federal government back a bit. It ruled against giving state legislatures unchecked control over federal elections. In other words, a federal election should be run by the federal government. The state election should be run by the state governments.
Well, right, yeah, the justices had a 6-3 vote. They said the North Carolina Supreme Court acted within its authority when it concluded that the map that was that appeared to be a partisan gerrymander under the state constitution, that's exactly what it was, yeah.
Hold on a second, we're going to take a call. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. It's Major Joe. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, I just want to impart some information. Weiss was an Obama appointee that was retained by Trump.
How come they're saying he's an Obama? He's a Trump appointee, Weiss.
Because Trump retained him.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And he should have cleaned house, but he didn't. He took people's word for it that the guy was okay.
Right.
And he kept him on the staff. But he was originally an Obama appointee.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets added into the mix of who's lying, who's telling the truth, and you know.
Well, they're going to find out.
Yeah, well, I hope they do. But the news isn't reporting that either. They keep saying it's a Trump appointee.
I know.
Appointee.
I'm looking at the story. Mm-hmm.
But they don't say former. It was formally appointed originally by Obama during his administration.
Okay. All right, I'll use that, and I'll do a little checking during the break, and we'll see what we can do here, because I want to get that out there. I want to get that out there.
Roger that. Okay, good night.
All right, thanks very much, Major Joe. That's very interesting, Kyle.
It is very much indeed. And again, it just goes back to the idea that, you know, they're kind of getting together on this, and there's a political bent to all this.
Yeah.
And that's where it really falls down, because justice needs to be blind.
All right, let's get this out there before we go to break. San Francisco, ladies and gentlemen, is now at risk to default on paying more than $2.4 billion worth of office property loans that come due through 2024. They don't have the money. The businesses have closed. They're going to have a big, huge problem.
Well, that's right. And you see everything disintegrating. And, you know, it's disintegrating not just because of economic times, but because some of the actions of what's been going on in San Francisco.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with the bottom of the hour. And your stations get a chance. This is when they get a chance to pay some of their extra bills and get the weather and maybe a little news to you. We'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Take us to break there, Uncle Jeff.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is defending his actions of discussing alleged classified documents with his staff and others after leaving office.
And what was said was absolutely fine and very, very perfectly. We did nothing wrong. This is a whole hoax.
Trump responding to a CNN audio recording from 2021 where he talks about retaining the documents. Trump mentioned that he and his staff were dealing with a number of matters besides those documents. Flight delays and cancellations continue to pile up due to severe weather. According to FlightAware, over 4,700 flights have been delayed within or out of the U.S. Meantime, over 1,400 flights have been canceled across the country. Ryan Seacrest will be named the new host of Wheel of Fortune. That's according to the New York Times, which cited two people familiar with plans for the long-running game show. Pat Sajak recently announced the next season of the show will be his last after four decades of hosting. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care, from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I highly recommend Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care because they found the problem I had, which literally saved my life because they found it in time. Almost didn't. Or you wouldn't be hearing me right now. Almost didn't. But they were able to start treating things that got worse because I let it go too long, unfortunately. And then I wound up in the hospital in the rehab center for 8 weeks, which is no fun. You don't want to do that ever, especially ICU for three of those 8 weeks. And that's no fun with all those tubes and wires and all that stuff and hearing all kinds of things going on around you. But anyway, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Give them a call. Doesn't matter where you're at in the country. If you're coming to Florida, you owe it to yourself to get yourself checked and see what these people have to say. They can certainly give you a referral for someone in your area, or you can come down on a weekend or whatever and be treated by these folks. But 727-496-4615. 727-496-4615. Okay, let me bring Kyle Warren back into the mix because we did bother to do some checking during the break about this attorney, Mr. Weiss. Correct, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We did find out a little bit more about U.S. Attorney David Weiss. The Washington Examiner actually wrote an article about his background, or mentioned much of his background. He's 66 years old, of course. He was nominated to this current term by then-President Donald Trump in November of 2017. And then also, he actually served as an assistant U.S. attorney under President George W. Bush from 2007 to 2009, and then President Barack Obama from 2012, and he served on up through 2018. But he's been acting and interim U.S. attorney under Obama from 2009 to 2011. Now, in February 2021, the Washington Examiner reports, Joe Biden asked all Senate-confirmed U.S. attorneys appointed by Trump for their resignations. Get this? With the exception of David Weiss. Very interesting.
Well, here's the deal. To establish for the record, he was originally appointed by George W. Bush in 2007.
Correct. That's what they're saying, yes.
So this is not an Obama appointee. He worked for Obama because Obama apparently retained him and brought him back for those 2 years, 2009 to 2011. And then, of course, he was with Trump, who reappointed him again, and then Biden left him on the staff, obviously because they had some sort of plans for him, which is, you know, under the circumstances in today's day and age, you sit there and you wonder, okay, were they planning this thing as far back as 2021? Probably.
Well, and even if they weren't, maybe it's just somebody to have in your back pocket or something like that, in the sense like for a rainy day, you know.
So theoretically, one would have to assume, since George W. Bush appointed him, that he was a Republican-leaning type person, or that never would have happened, I'm thinking.
Well, right, and you know, we certainly wouldn't want to say anything other than he appears to have served with distinction.
No, we're just citing the record. We have the record to stand behind. So he started out with Bush, George W. Bush, then went over to Obama for a couple of years, then came back with Trump during his term, and then was left to stay under Biden. So that's what we know. So four presidents he's worked under.
Right, again, and we don't know anything other than he served with distinction, but the Hunter Biden case certainly is very interesting, to say the least, and these allegations about Merrick Garland seem to be that he would be overriding what the U.S. Mm-hmm. attorney would want to do in this.
Okay, now, this is something that's substantial, and we're probably going to hear more about it, but the Senate has issued a report about January the 6th and what happened that day. They said, in no uncertain terms, the FBI and Homeland Security ignored a massive amount of intelligence before January 6th happened. I have no reason to doubt that, because the same thing happened during September 11th. They were aware of things that were being chattered about in these Islamic groups that they had and whatnot, and they never did anything about it.
And, of course, we know the sad result of that. But in the case of January the 6th, certainly there could have been other precautions that were taken. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi at the time, Speaker of the House, would have ultimately been in charge of that. And, of course, President Trump at the time wanted to have the National Guard there and deployed. As my understanding, they were refused at that point. And so there could have been a lot of things, because, Captain, it would have been foreseeable that something could happen on January the 6th. And if you don't take measures to take care of foreseeable problems, well, that's a liability.
Now, Bud Light finally saw the light and dropped the hammer on the executives behind the Dylan Mulvaney controversy. They fired him.
Exactly right. Well, and it's problematic as to whether or not Bud Light will ever really recover. I know that they've got, I think, a new commercial going on out there. They're trying to rebuild their image and trying to, but I just think, number one, it will take a long time, and then number two, it just may be irreparable. They may have simply lost 25% of their business, let's say, just for sake of argument, moving forward. That's a big deal.
Now, our friends up in Canada are going to suffer a little bit of an unemployment boom in terms of numbers because Ford Motor Company, which has got some plants in Canada, is cutting jobs in Canada.
Well, that's right, and looks like also, I think, partly in the United States as well. You know, as certainly there's going to be, you know, these vehicles are so expensive to begin with. I mean, you know, it's hard to go and buy a vehicle that's $60,000.
They're not going electric anytime soon in Canada. You know, want to know why?
Why's that?
The frozen tundra of northern Canada. Try to get a charging station up there to charge a battery. When you got to worry, you got to worry about your battery being frozen or not.
Well, that's exactly it, and that's why it's, you know, one size doesn't fit all. This is what the Biden administration, I think, and the generally speaking, the climate change groups are really trying to perpetuate here. This idea that one size fits all. Everybody needs an electric car, no matter what.
Yeah. Well, what we have this electric up there is called the engine block heater that you plug into an electrical outlet to get your motor oil to where it's not like trying to start concrete in your engine and you sit there with no engine oil waiting for the car to warm up and you run the risk of putting a rod out through the side of the motor.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. But, of course, you know, any kind of layoffs in the auto industry and so forth can be a harbinger here.
Well, it usually has a trickle-down effect somewhere, and there's that trickle-down thing. By the way, the Democrats the other day that was mentioned to the Reagan policy, Reaganomics, they don't think it ever worked.
I'm sorry, who said that?
Democrats.
Oh, of course. Well,
That Joaquin, the wild man from New York, their minority leader.
Well, but, you know, this is trying to go back into history at this point. The Reagan economic recoveries and so forth were actually pretty substantial.
I never had it so good.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, it was very difficult. Mm-hmm. Kind of the Carter years was very, very tough. First couple of years of the Reagan administration, there were a lot of low points and sort of gnashing of teeth about how can we get this economy going. But it kicked in eventually, and then it was morning in America for 1984 and the general election then.
Well, the claim that a lot of people had was that we did very well under Ronald Reagan. I did. That's when I got my pay raises and promotions in the fire department. My trucking business took off with my wife's help and all that good stuff. But, Donald Trump was the second best, almost as good as Reagan, not quite. All right, hold that thought, sir. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That's a happy song, Kyle. ELO, Roll Over Beethoven. And I do believe he's standing there with his good-looking daughter beside him. And now she's starting to sing.
Well, I think that's a great interpretation of Roll Over Beethoven. People probably remember, of course, I think Chuck Berry, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Beatles. Harrison sang that one.
Yeah.
And so this is really cool.
Yeah, we could rock to that for the rest of the night and probably keep the world wide awake.
Yeah, and a little bit of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
They had a symphony orchestra they were playing with. They were in front of a symphony orchestra. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's ELO's claim to fame. I mean, they incorporated those orchestral instruments, and Jeff Lynne is just a genius in that regard.
All right, well, take it away out west. You got some hot weather out there. I guess you're going to go outside and get a sunburn today.
Well, maybe we'll see, of course. So we're gonna check it out. We do have a heat advisory that's going to go on in central California, and this is going to head on down from Redding up in northern California, almost all the way down a little south of Bakersfield, heading over to Ridgecrest, up through Lone Pine. I've been to Lone Pine. It's kind of nice. It's definitely a small town, but it's one of those cool small towns.
Lonely in Lone Pine, huh?
That's right, and stop in and get something to eat or drink along Highway 395. So with the excessive heat watch, of course, this looks like it's going to remain in effect from Friday morning through Monday evening. We've got dangerously hot conditions all through the area of Central California, including Sacramento, for example, and Stockton. Then up in Montana, we got an aerial flood watch going on, although we don't have much rain on the radar to report at this point. Even last hour, we had some rain. Down south of Hamilton, but it looks like that's kind of moved off, so it doesn't even look like it's impacting U.S. Highway 93 at this point. Not a whole lot of other rain to tell you about, except right now we've got some rain between Missoula and Deer Lodge on I-90, so be aware of that. And then, of course, we continue, Captain, with the excessive heat watches and advisories, especially in south New Mexico, heading on over to the border with Texas. So be careful out there.
Well, I don't want you to feel like the Lone Ranger when it comes to heat, because we've got plenty of it down here in the south. And if you're going to be over in Texas again, here we go. Texas is just going to burn up, literally, the central part of Texas. 110-degree-plus temperatures through a lot of the central part of Texas. And there's not much you can do about it, folks. Just sit back and try to stay cool indoors and whatnot the best you can. But we've got heat... all the way from Mobile, Alabama, all the way across to Arizona on I-10. How's that? All the way across. No ifs, ands, or buts. South of there, New Orleans, you got 100-degree temperatures. You're going to be around there today. That's going to come up, going to be even warmer up through the central part of Mississippi and the western and central part of Alabama, the western part of Tennessee, southeastern corner of Missouri, southwestern corner of Kentucky, northeastern corner of Arkansas, 110 roughly degree temperatures, 100-degree temperatures along the Mississippi River in Arkansas, 90-95-degree weather all the way up and down through Missouri and eastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma and southwestern Oklahoma. And all of Texas, with the exception of what I just told you, I-35, from about San Antonio to the Oklahoma line, 110, 115 degrees. The rest of it will be in the 90s to 95 to 100. You're going to have some fire watches going on today. The rotten, foul air from the smoke and whatnot is all across Wisconsin through the southern part of Minnesota and the northeastern part of Minnesota, through all of Iowa, through all of Illinois, through the northern part of Indiana, through all of Michigan, through all of eastern Ohio, through all of the western part of New York State, to include wrapping up around Lake Ontario all the way to Watertown, the western part of Pennsylvania over to Snowshoe, the mountains of Delaware and Maryland, and even, believe it or not, Virginia over towards Richmond. You're going to have that smoke and that just funky air in there, which is going to make it difficult for people with breathing problems to breathe. And around Atlanta, the northwestern part of Atlanta, you're going to have a problem. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And if you're an RVer out there and you're traveling across the highways and byways, you definitely want to check them out for their list of amenities that they have at select Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And don't forget to check out the My Rewards Plus app as well. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Okay, we got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. You got about a minute there, kiddo. Whistleblower number two we're hearing about right now.
Yes, sir. I think the House Oversight has actually released some testimony, too. So what's pretty fascinating is it seems that the New York Times has reviewed the testimony and, in fact, has confirmed what the that it is, in fact, true and accurate of what the whistleblowers had to say. So now we have a problem with Merrick Garland and his office. So we'll see how this one shakes out here in the next day or so. I think this is going to send the White House scrambling here a little bit.
Well, my people are telling me that he's going to resign. They're not going to let him get impeached. He's going to resign.
Well, for Merrick Garland to resign, that would be fine with me. That would be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, how about you?
Well, that would be extraordinary, and certainly that would buttress the case that something is going on. And they, it's not just that they don't want to go through an impeachment, because you might think they would say, bring it on. There's nothing there.
I don't think they could do that, no. There's too much there.
I don't think so.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Denise.
Well, look, these people are lawyers, and, you know, they have ways to manipulate the law and do an awful lot of crazy things inside the Department of Justice and outside the Department of Justice.
Okay, we'll catch this on the other side of the break. You guys hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.